Every year, my sisters-in-law attend a public spectacle known as the Oregon Country Fair near Eugene, Oregon. I share in the experience through photographs. Don't mistake it for the type of fair that features best beans or tastiest torts. Celebrate with us in mid-July, the website welcomes, and delight in our world-class entertainment, handmade crafts, delectable foods, educational displays, and magical surprises at every turn of the path. Those magical surprises at the path's every turn would include nudity or near nudity. Perhaps your meandering will lead to a woman wearing only a loincloth and maybe some sort of pasties, or a man wearing only a thong. Maybe a cellist will appear, apparently wearing only his cello, or a man who has twisted and then placed strategically a flimsy plastic grocery store bag. The fair promises that you can people watch like you've never people watched before, and I can tell you from my web-based viewing experience that that is absolutely true. Perhaps your Midwestern sensibilities lead you to ask the same scholarly question I did: how the heck can they do that sort of thing in public? The answer is that Oregon state law, at least the public indecency statute, is very specific. Public indecency in the Oregon Code has a very narrow definition, one not appropriately described here other than to say a certain state of mind is relevant to conviction. There's that, and the fact that the Oregon Country Fair is on hundreds of acres of land where the reach of the law is thwarted both by distance and by happily accepting attendees. There aren't any cases in Oregon regarding public nudity precisely on point, but let's try two you-make-the-call questions. What would you do with a woman who insisted on swimming nude in a public canal because, she argued, her choice of garb and location wasn't anyone else's business? How about a woman who rode her bike in the nude in all kinds of weather to help educate those opposed to public nudity? If you answered that you'd set the women free instead of committing them for mental health treatment, you'd be right in line with what the Oregon courts did. This is not to say, of course, that all nudity is welcome or that certain municipalities don't have stricter rules. Don't call me from the jailhouse in Portland, for example, where the law isn't as generous. Besides, even seemingly approving Oregon judges acknowledge that what isn't public indecency could well be disorderly conduct or even public nuisance. Just ask the couple who bought lovely Oregon beachfront land, only to be repeatedly accosted by hundreds of sunbathing neighbors wearing absolutely nothing. The couple successfully sued the state for refusing to stop the encroaching visuals. So let's travel back to the Oregon Country Fair via its website. The Oregon Country Fair creates events and experiences, promoters promise, that nourish the spirit, explore living artfully and authentically on Earth, and transform culture in magical, joyous, and healthy ways. I think we can all agree that, yes, culture is being transformed, but from a vantage point several states away, it's not clear that that plastic grocery store bag is anywhere near magical or joyous. I'm Amy Guida.